simple principle as we approach this Lord's Day. There's going to be some of those people that we're going to pass in the hallways, be in a prayer group with, who are hurting.
How-tos for loving God and loving others. Time for Intimate Moments with Dr. David Ferguson of Intimate Life Ministries.
They've lost a job. They've just experienced the sad news of a cancer diagnosis. They're hurting. And as they experience that hurt, the Spirit of God tugs on the heart of Jesus. And by His Spirit, you listen. Listen to the Spirit of God within you, and you'll sense that that Spirit of God is tugging on your heart to move your heart with compassion.
Dr. David Ferguson, this Sunday, give the blessing of compassion. It's a way to practice great commandment love. For more tips, greatcommandment.net. Greatcommandment.net. Great Commandment Living Conferences, coming soon to a city near you. Whether you're a pastor or lay leader, student or counselor, single or married, a Great Commandment Living Conference from Intimate Life Ministries will equip you for effective living and ministry in a postmodern world. You'll gain insights into postmodern challenges and opportunities, enrichment in your own relationships with God and others, and equipping in a fresh method for relevant ministry. Great Commandment Living Conferences. For more information, go to www.greatcommandment.net or call Katie at 800-881-8008, extension 206. That's the Great Commandment Living Conference at www.greatcommandment.net or 1-800-881-8008, extension 206.
You may be familiar with the Bible verse, "My God shall supply all of your needs."
That's Dr. David Ferguson, and this is the Tuesday edition of Great Commandment Radio. Great Commandment Radio, where every day we learn how-tos for loving God, how-tos for loving others, how to live out what Jesus Christ called the greatest of all the commandments. This week, our series, Asking the Right Questions. It's the only way you'll get the right answers, answers to relationships and struggles in your life and in the lives of people you care for. Asking the Right Questions. Today, our focus is on needs. Here's Dr. David Ferguson.
On today's Great Commandment Radio program, we're going to be talking about needs. And I'm excited to be able to do that with daughter Terry.
Hello.
And Terry, as we explore this idea of needs, we'll also be sharing that this may be one of the most important questions we learn to ask in our relationships, whether with friends or family. What need needs to be met?
You know, Dad, I remember you asking me this when I was teaching fourth grade elementary school, and I had a particular young man in my class, and he was really acting out in my class, and you asked me one day, well, what do you think Andrew needs? And I'll never forget my thought. Well, you know, and I kept thinking, well, he's throwing chairs in my room, and he's acting up, and he's talking back, and he's being really disrespectful. And so when you asked me, you know, what do I think Andrew needs? And I'll never forget my answer. It was, well, he needs to stop it.
Yeah.
That's what he needs. He needs to quit it.
That's what this week's programs are all about, learning to ask the right questions.
Yeah, I wouldn't do it that.
Yeah, so in our relationships, is there anybody in your life that you may not have verbalized the words, but you're thinking them, why don't you quit doing that? When are you ever going to stop?
Yeah, that would not be the need we're talking about here.
There's a different question we want to learn to ask as we express more of His love. And that question is, what need is to be met? You see, when Philippians 4:19 says, we have a God who is a need-meeting God. You think of it, how has God loved you? Have you experienced the love of God? I promise you, you've experienced His love because He has met needs in your life. He's accepted you when you've needed to be accepted. He's encouraged you when you were down. He's supported you when you were struggling in a sense alone. He is a need-meeting God. And so, during this opening session, Terry and I just want to kind of challenge you to maybe think about some of the things that you're observing in the lives of people around you that you're just convinced they need to quit doing those and begin to ask a different question. What need is underneath that? Now, Terry and Andrew's case, what did we come to discover he might have needed? What was underneath the chair throwing?
Yeah, underneath all of that, you know, we came to find that Andrew needed some attention, and Andrew really needed some comfort. He was really having a tough time in his life.
Yeah. So there was all kinds of pain in his life that needed comfort, and in the midst of that pain and a lot of things happening in his home life, he was missing attention.
Yeah.
He was missing anybody kind of enter into his life to just kind of know him.
That's right. And he was one of those classic kids, you know, that negative attention was better than none at all.
Yeah. And so, very importantly, a principle even that from that journey you've just described, you've ended up writing a lot of books about as it relates to children, and that is the challenge to parents and others and teachers to, as you call it, look beyond a person's deeds. They're throwing chairs and acting out behaviors and withdrawing and rejecting. And look beyond those deeds and minister to what?
See their needs.
See their needs. And so I wonder if there are people in your life who might have a need for attention, someone to enter into their life and just care about them, or is there someone in your life who's going through a lot of pain? Maybe the struggle with what to do with aging parents, the challenge of challenging teenagers, and what they're needing is the need of comfort. That sense of a few words that might say, you know, I've just reminded the challenge you're going through, and I want you to know I was thinking about you today. Driving to work, I just had a quick prayer for you today. Maybe they just need someone to look beyond their deeds, their moodiness at work, their slamming doors at home, and minister to needs. That's what the story of the Good Samaritan is all about. During our teaching segment, we're going to focus upon relevant religion. And relevant religion is really founded on a relevant relationship with the one who is love. And out of that comes a meeting of needs in the lives of other people around us, just like he has met ours. We're glad you've joined us. Back after this.
Dr. David Ferguson, along with Terry Ferguson Sneed of Great Commandment Radio. We have a free download waiting for you, and a reminder, you always have our permission to pass on this download to anyone you love, or your Sunday school class or pastor. It's available at greatcommandment.net. That is greatcommandment.net. Practical biblical how-tos for practicing relational first aid. We'll give you some more coming up in the next segment of Great Commandment Radio as we take you into a relational first aid training course. Do visit our website, our Great Commandment network of churches, our online community, resources for parents and marriages, Christian singles and church leadership, and more, all at greatcommandment.net, www.greatcommandment.net.
There were lots of people that got married in our town during that time, real young. When you grew up in a small Texas panhandle town that had zip to do, there wasn't anything else to do but, you know, escape.
Why did you get married? Why do you stay married? Obligation for the kids? Ever say to yourself, there's got to be more to marriage than this? Call now to order Intimate Encounters from Intimate Life Ministries, a tried and tested program for discovering the secrets of a really great marriage.
It was very painful, very painful. The days seemed to be okay, but the nights were a nightmare.
Worksheets, exercises, and personal inventories to help you gain a better understanding of each other's deepest feelings and needs, resulting in a new, close marriage.
He's really a balance for me, and he's my gift, and I receive him, and I wouldn't have anybody else. Ever.
Order Intimate Encounters, 1-800-881-8008.
Why not look for someone around you this Lord's Day that you can rejoice with? And someone that as you pass through their lives, you don't miss the opportunity to hurt with them. What's that going to sound like?
How-tos for loving God and loving others. Time for Intimate Moments with Dr. David Ferguson of Intimate Life Ministries.
I'm really sad that you're going through that. It really hurts me that that happened. The miracle of miracles takes place because Matthew 5:4 says we're blessed when even though we're hurting, God brings comfort. Why not bless somebody this Lord's Day in your life through a word of comfort or a word of rejoicing?
Dr. David Ferguson. For more tips on Great Commandment living and loving, greatcommandment.net. Greatcommandment.net. Intimate Life Ministries has a question for you. How can we serve you? Perhaps individually, with resources for marriages, for singles, for parents, for church leadership. Perhaps through our Intimate Life Enrichment Center, intensive care retreats around the country for families, single adults, married couples, ministry leaders. Perhaps through a More Than Married workshop, or our Never Alone initiative, or our Galatians 6:6 ministry to ministers and their spouses. How can we be of service to you? Well, first, find out more about us. We're Intimate Life Ministries at www.greatcommandment.net or toll-free 1-800-881-8008. That's 1-800-881-8008 or www.greatcommandment.net. Welcome back to Great Commandment Radio, how-tos for loving God and loving others. In the real world, the 21st century, what does it take to be a good Samaritan? Like the Bible story, we will all encounter people by the side of the road, bleeding and bruised, robbed and assaulted, wounded and grieving. But what does it take to be a good Samaritan in the real world? That's what Relational First Aid is all about, our training course in being a good Samaritan in the real world in the 21st century. Every day this week, we're playing a snippet from Relational First Aid. At the end of this segment, I'll tell you how you can attend and listen to the entire course and help local Christian radio in your community. So get a pencil and paper ready. From Relational First Aid, here's Intimate Life Ministries' Dr. David Ferguson.
During this segment, we're going to focus upon a second question that, if we can learn to ask it, will help with our inadequacy. And it's basically going to be that as we go through life, we can learn not only to ask the question, what aloneness do I see around me? We get trained to look for aloneness. But in this segment, we're going to look at what need is to be met. We're going to begin to train our hearts to look for needs in the lives of people. You know, the Bible says, my God shall supply all of your what? All of your needs. Now, the verse wouldn't make any sense if you don't have any. So you have needs. And a part of a good Samaritan is to be trained to discern those needs. So that to help our adequacy in your materials, you've got, for some of you, a familiar list of some of the key needs that people might have. And during this session, I'm going to focus on a few of them to try to get us some additional level of equipping in what we look for to people around us in order to be the Samaritan that they need, expressing the great commandment, heart of love. And the best way to do that, as I focused upon in our previous session, is to start with the premise that we've got to see people as people. In other words, we don't see them as trees. You prune trees. But if you go out there hugging trees, all right, now some people might like that, but for the most part, that's not a very rational thing to be doing, all right? You go out there and start comforting trees, you know, start approving of trees, and they may put you away, all right? So there's a certain sense in which what we want to learn to do is to, first of all, see people as people. And what we come to find, as we mentioned, is that they are alone. Now, you may quickly say, yeah, but aren't they also fallen sinners? We'll talk about that. Yes, they are. But if we're going to see them the way God wants us to see them, we need to see them as alone. And in their aloneness, we'll find they have very critical needs. Very critical needs. And they may come out in all kinds of different ways. It may be the compliant child who's right in our own home, who's compliantly going through the studies and the activities and becoming knowledgeable and becoming equipped and all of those things, but inside of them is still longing, no one really knows me. No one really knows me. I'm good at the studies, I'm good at the academics, I'm good at the athletics, I could do all of those things, but who really knows me? And we end up struggling with the aloneness that's in the heart of that young person. It can be that teenager who lays in bed at night hearing the conflicts between mom and a dad, fearful of what may happen, but helpless over anything to do. And yet in the midst of that, what God wants to do is equip us to discern the needs. And I want to highlight a few of these that I hope can, in a simple way, help better equip all of us to make that journey across the road. The first one I want to talk about from your list is the need for support. And the best way I would say it is this. People need support at their point of struggle. When you see people struggling, going down for the last time, they're needing what we call support. They need someone to bear their burden with them, Galatians 6:2 says, and thus fulfill the law of Christ. There's a great example of this in the 8th chapter of Matthew. It's the time where Christ and His disciples, they get in the boat, they're headed across the Sea of Galilee, and the storms come. And you remember, Christ goes to sleep. And the text says that the disciples are struggling at the oars, begin to panic that they're going down. And when they awaken Christ, He ministers support. He speaks to the wind, dies down. And they say, what manner of man is this? What's happening is they're alone, if you will, struggling against the wind and the storm, and Christ gets under the burden with them. One of the things that can help us in our adequacy training as Good Samaritans is to look for people who are struggling. They may be struggling in certain family issues. They may be struggling in financial issues, struggling in health issues, struggling with aging parents, struggling in all kinds of different ways. And what God wants us to do is to minister to this need for support. Now, quickly, support is not standing at a distance giving someone advice as to how they carry it, how they carry that load, all right? So I just use that to say support has to do with bear one another's burdens. You've got to get under this load with me. This is oftentimes what is very practical. This may be bringing those meals to someone who's experienced loss or health issues. Very practical. This is someone who needs a ride from here to there for that appointment. It's very practical. It's oftentimes one of the more practical needs that people have. But the way you can best discern it is when people are struggling under their loads, under their burdens.
Dr. David Ferguson, the training course, Relational First Aid. You can be certified in Relational First Aid, being a good Samaritan in the real world by attending the course. And you can do so in your own home or Bible study, Sunday school class, yep, even in your car while you do the daily commute. Order Relational First Aid today. And by the way, you'll be helping local Christian radio when you do so. First aid for thousands of families and singles in your own backyard. Support local Christian radio with every order at Intimate Life Ministries. This week, especially Relational First Aid. Go to www.greatcommandment.net. That's greatcommandment.net. At least visit for our free download today. That's greatcommandment.net. Back with David Ferguson and Terry Sneed right after this. It's Great Commandment Radio. Now you can host a Great Commandment Weekend workshop in your church and community, where participants will really experience Scripture within their own relationships as led by an Intimate Life Ministries trainer. Each workshop focuses on a specific type of relationship, such as marriage, parenting, or single adult friendships. At the workshop, you'll explore and become better equipped in God's antidote to the first human crisis, removing aloneness. All participants experience Scripture lived out in their relationship with God and others, especially their nearest ones. And all participants are challenged to ask a different question concerning their closest relationships. What should God be receiving from this relationship? For information on weekend workshops you can host on marriage, parenting, or single adult friendships, go to our website at greatcommandment.net, greatcommandment.net. Or call toll-free 1-800-881-8008.
We express the glory of God when we accept people at their points of failure.
How-tos for loving God and loving others. Time for Intimate Moments with Dr. David Ferguson of Intimate Life Ministries. Today, how to express God's glory.
You see, one of the ways all across the pages of the Bible that Christ expressed his presence was as he accepted people. He accepted Peter at his points of failure. Would there be somebody in your life that maybe has recently failed? They've let you down. They in some way have not succeeded or accomplished what you had hoped. And how about startling them with a little of Christ acceptance?
Dr. David Ferguson, for more free tips on Great Commandment living and loving, greatcommandment.net, greatcommandment.net. Aloneness hurts.
I took it out on the kids. I would be real harsh with them. It would come out in criticism.
Aloneness hurts you and others. A hurt that can last for generations. Change the pattern. Call today and order Parenting with Intimacy. In Parenting with Intimacy, parents of all types can experience a biblical journey of discovery and freedom, designed to establish home and family as a place of safety and refuge. Effective parenting requires just the right balance between love and discipline, rules and relationships. It also requires freedom from your own personal and childhood issues.
I just feel like that we have broken the cycle of pain that we had when we were growing up with our parents. And that is a blessing.
Order Parenting with Intimacy. 1-800-881-8008. 1-800-881-8008. Thanks for joining us today for Great Commandment Radio. We want to take just a minute to tell you a little bit about our ministry. Our ministry focuses on helping ministers, their families, their marriages, their kids, and their churches. We support ministers and churches. That's what we're all about. If you're a pastor, we invite you to visit our website at greatcommandment.net. Greatcommandment.net. We have free sermon downloads for you. We can tell you about Galatians 6:6 getaways for ministers and their spouses, and so much more. And if you're joining us out there, we encourage you, support your ministry team in your local church. Any way you can. They're good people doing good work spreading the good news.
Welcome back from my story of the Good Samaritan. And Terry, you know, the challenge for each of us today, I think, is maybe as parents, as husbands and wives, as friends, is to not be irrelevant like the priest and the Levite concerning the people in our lives.
Yeah, they were sure good guys, but they didn't really help when it was needed.
They really didn't. And so in this closing segment, we want to focus very practically on this issue of removing aloneness. May seem like a strange question to ask, what aloneness is to be removed. So the next challenge is, how do we do that? Well, we sometimes use this little analogy. We want to stop, look, and listen. So let's take just a few closing moments to think about that. First of all, learning to stop long enough from the busyness of life to notice. To notice other people.
Yeah, that's going to imply that I'm going to have to be not too busy to stop.
Yeah.
That means I'm going to have to maybe slow it down, not take on so many commitments, not be so overcommitted, not be so overdone and overspent in my own life that I have the ability to stop and pay attention and notice other people's needs.
Yeah, very much so. We just came off a training time, as you know, for a couple of days with a number of pastor leaders and our trainer couples from around the country. And one of our trainer couples during the time, as we closed out, talked about, you know, God really spoke to me during these past 2 days, as he said to his wife, that on the weekends, I'm really going to unplug. He's a technical junkie. And there's like 10 different ways people can get a hold of him, you know, through all kinds of email accounts and all kinds of, you know, pagers and Palm Pilots and all kinds of things. And, you know, he said, I'm going to unplug from that. And part of what he was saying is, I'm going to stop so I can better notice the people in my life. Mm. And when he does that, as I hope each of us will begin to do a little bit better job of, we're then going to learn to look. And so, Terry, we sometimes say we're going to look for some of the signs of aloneness.
Mm-hmm.
Now, sometimes those are looking kind of strange, but underneath of them is aloneness.
That's right. Yeah. Aloneness might actually look like somebody withdrawing from me or ignoring me or being kind of short and curt in a relationship with me. And my kids, sometimes aloneness is acting out and acting up and looking ugly. But sometimes it's really aloneness underneath there.
Yeah, and just even as you said that, that's the challenge for us oftentimes in our reactions and interactions with people, is to realize that aloneness can kind of go either way on you. You see, the first thing we're talking about is it could look like withdrawing and ignoring, rejecting, and on the other hand, it's angry in my face, acting out. And yet, potentially underneath both of those, if we learn to look, we'll find aloneness.
That's
Stop.
Right.
Look, and now listen. We sometimes then talk about learning to listen for the words of aloneness.
Hmm.
You know, it might be somebody saying, I just can't do this. And underneath that is the aloneness of discouragement. I'm discouraged. I'm not sure I can do it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm needing somebody.
I'll never.
We learn to listen for the words of aloneness. Someone says, is anyone ever going to ask my opinion? Underneath that is kind of the aloneness that says, I'm kind of feeling left out here. I'm feeling a little disrespected. So we learn to listen for the aloneness underneath those words. How about this one? We all do this one some. Well, how are you? I'm fine. And everything about the visuals, about the
body language,
the experience, it is crying out, I am not fine. How about you? The challenge?
With kids, Dad, one of the most famous ones I've heard is when anytime they say, you never.
Oh, yeah.
Whatever follows the you never let me, you never pay attention, you never. Whatever's behind the you never, that's an indication of aloneness.
Yeah, there you go. And so the challenge for each of us is to become a 21st century Good Samaritan. Not pass by, looking over toward those lonely, pain-filled, sometimes discouraged people in our lives, but rather with compassion, moving across the road. We learn to stop, unplug for some things, focus on relationships. That's what Great Commandment Radio is all about. Loving God, loving others, as we stop, we notice, and then we look. And sometimes we look and we see some pretty strange things, withdrawing, ignoring, acting out, painful words, and yet underneath that's aloneness. We listen. We stop. We look. We listen. And with compassion, we enter into the lives of people. How about you? Practically, homework. How about you? Is there someone who's acting out around you? Some words, the you nevers, why don't you evers, you've recently heard. Why not unplug enough to enter into their life to just reassure them you're there? That one laying beside the road, you was blessed that day by the Good Samaritan. How about being a blessing to someone in your life as you remove a measure of their aloneness? Thanks for joining us today. Tomorrow's program, another question, asking the right questions. Thanks for joining us. Hope you'll be with us tomorrow.
That's Dr. David Ferguson and our guest this week from Intimate Life Ministries, Terry Sneed. Be sure to visit our website, as they've reminded you every day we have a free download waiting for you. And today, more how-tos on practicing relational first aid. Go to greatcommandment.net, www.greatcommandment.net, and do a little browsing while you're there. You'll find resources for parents and single parents, blended families, for marriages and Christian singles, and church leadership, and so much more. In addition, our Great Commandment network of churches of different denominations and worship styles literally all around the world, training workshops and certification and much more, all at greatcommandment.net. And don't forget that daily free download, greatcommandment.net, www.greatcommandment.net. We continue our series, Asking the Right Questions, on the next edition of Great Commandment Radio, as we learn how-tos for bringing healing into a pain-filled world.
How might God involve me in the ministry to that pain in the lives of people around me?
Bring a friend and join us for the next edition of Great Commandment Radio.